Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Well, good morning, rodeo fans and Makin8 maniacs. That's right. It's Friday, time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. And I've got to tell you, we are set up. We have got a busy show set up for you today. Got to tell you guys, first off, had a great Slack performance last night, broadcasted on our live event center. G-Money Rodeo really put some things together. Now, I will tell you that we did buck out of there just a little bit early, but what a fantastic time we have had hanging out with G-Money Rodeo down there in Miami, Oklahoma. Good times. Hanging out around the rodeos, just being back at it. Got to thank Jay Brainerd for running our camera for us. We're going to see him again tonight, which is going to be really good. You guys are going to have an opportunity to hear from him a little bit more. And, yeah, it's going to be good times. So y'all make sure to, you know, to stay tuned to that as we get ready to rock and roll. We've got our first performance tonight. Show is going to start 7:30 Central Time. We are going to be on air probably towards the afternoon. We're going to start getting things geared up. We may show you a little bit of arena sideline type stuff. We're going to give you a little pre-event type deal and then take it down to our announcer for the night. It's going to be a great deal. Really want you all to be a part of it. Make sure to get over here to Makin8.com. Check out the live event center. We're going to be broadcasting through Ustream. You guys can follow the links. We're going to give you guys updates. We're also going to give you guys updates on what happened during last night's Slack performance for the timed events, so you guys can look forward to that. Really appreciate all the Makin8 Maniacs for hanging out on board last night. If you did get a chance to tune into us last night, you actually heard me behind the microphone. I did a little arena announcing. Now, Steve Gussert was actually the announcer last night. This guy is the owner of G-Money Rodeo, producing this event. He's a stock contractor. He's brought horses. He's also a bullfighter. He's going to be in the arena tonight. And so this guy is just, I mean, he's got his hands in so many different pockets. So we took over for him last night a little bit, got behind the microphone there at the arena, was having a pretty good time. And if you guys were able to follow along, glad that you guys enjoyed it. Really seemed like everybody had a good time, and want to make sure you guys get tuned in here tonight as well as tomorrow. Now, I will tell you, we did see some changes. The PBR will be broadcasting their event at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So you guys make sure to tune in and watch Versus. And as soon as you're done, get over to Makin8.com, check out the Ustream broadcast. We're going to be talking about it. We're going to end up having to go back and watch the PBR later on. We do have our draft pick set up and ready to go. Looks like Miss Shannon and a few others are still trying to get on board here with us, but we're glad that you guys are working on trying to get in there. Now, we've got looks like we got Scotty the Clown joining us here today, and we actually got a hold of him this morning. My phone's been ringing off the hook, so we have got some fans that are going to be jumping on board here with us. But I got to tell you guys, we're going to take a short break, but I really want you guys to stop and think about what's happened. With us being out here at these rodeos and being on the road, we actually did not get a chance to see all of the things that have been going on outside of the arena until today. I got up this morning and I started seeing some posts. I logged on the Weather Channel this morning on TV. Couldn't believe what I saw. Coleman, Alabama. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I mean, some serious, serious devastation out there with these tornadoes. That's not the common deal out there, especially in that area. Back out here, out west in Oklahoma, Texas, you may see a lot more of that. But, man, what they saw. There's YouTube video footage of these tornadoes. And if you guys have not seen it, wow. I'm telling you, I couldn't believe my eyes this morning. It is absolutely unreal. It really is. And I'm going to tell you that it really hits home for us as Macon 8. We were just in Coleman, Alabama, just a few short months ago. We were broadcasting there. We've got so many friends and family. Now, we were on the phone this morning checking up with a lot of them. We had Justin Ballinger. His home, all his family is from Coleman, Alabama, which is where we were broadcasting the Zebra event that he was bullfighting at. And if you guys remember, he was actually on our Lunch Hour Rodeo show. He's called in a number of times. He's actually up in North Carolina. Going back to just last week, North Carolina got hit with a massive amount of tornadoes. His office was damaged. They blew all the bay doors off of his warehouse that he works at. Unbelievable. It really is. I see that cat coming in. So many people are coming together out there to volunteer, and it's really special. But I will tell you what, so many of them have lost their homes and they've lost everything, you know. We do have some updates from Alabama, and we're going to actually get, we're going to have a caller calling in here in just a little bit, Justin Ballinger, who you guys know real well. He's actually leaving North Carolina today, heading back to Alabama to go help his family. We're going to talk with him in just a little bit, so you guys stay tuned. We've also got some other guests that are here lined up to jump on our show, so you guys make sure to tune in. It is going to be a really good Friday Lunch Hour Rodeo show. We're excited about it, and hey, guess what? PBR coming at you, Seattle. We've got our draft picks already set. I'm going to let you know who we have later on in our show, so make sure to stay tuned. It's Friday afternoon, time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo show. We're going to take our first break, fans. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning it. Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll. Oh, oh, oh. I got a little sugar, baby, down the road.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. That's right, broadcasting from Oklahoma and having a great time. Got to give y'all a weather report. 75 degrees out here this morning. Sun is shining, and it's going to be a great day. Another good day for a rodeo, and you guys are going to be able to tune in to Macon8.com. Check out the live event center, G-Money Rodeo, Miami, Oklahoma. We got 89er Day going on just down the road, Guthrie, Oklahoma. I know that Sandy Graber, 2G Bucking Bulls, is going to be down that way, hopefully giving us some updates. We got the NFPB Finals going on up there in Missouri just next door, and I'm telling you what, it's rodeo season right here in this whole southern, central, western, whatever you want to call, wherever you're at, the rodeos are here, and I can promise you it's going to be a great time. Bull ridings are coming at you, and you know, I'm going to let y'all know that we are working on some certain guests to be on our show. We've got a big announcement that we're going to try to announce later on today in our show. Going to be exciting. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. Next week is going to be wild and rank. We're going to have some guests lined up that you guys are going to want to tune in for. And, I'm going to tell you what, I'm not going to be hurt if you guys call in sick next week for this one, or at least take your lunch hour shows, get on home and log online to make sure that you're here for it. Not going to want to miss next week's shows. And, big announcements coming your way. But, like I said, I'm telling you, this is what it's all about right here, talking rodeo, talking bull riding with you, the fans, and we're smack dab in the middle of it. I mean, we got so much information coming in, we can't hardly keep up. As a matter of fact, I've been sitting here relying on some of you Macon 8 Maniacs to kind of give us that heads up and let us know what's going on, you know? That's what it's all about right there. But you know what? We were just talking about the devastation out there in Alabama, and I told you that we would have one of our longtime friends right here tuning in with us. We're going to get him here on the show right now, and I'm talking about Justin Ballinger. What a great handy bullfighter he is. But, Justin, welcome to Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, amigo. I know you're up there in North Carolina, but tell us what's going on, man.
Scott, how you doing, man?
We're doing all right, man. A lot better than some of your family and some of your folks back down there in Oklahoma or in Alabama, from what we hear.
Yeah, man, it's not a good scene down there. Hadn't made it down there yet, but like I said, we are right now. Me and my wife are gathering up all the generators that we can. We've got gas cans filled up and got a pallet of water bought, and we are headed that way. We're going to leave here in just a couple of hours going back that way. My little brother lost his house, and my aunt's got substantial damage to hers, and they're saying that power in Coleman, Alabama could be out from anywhere from 5 to 10 days. They don't know yet. The water supply is not good. They've got a disaster down there, Scott. It's not good at all. There's lots of lives lost. The main thing is that everybody keep them in prayer right now. You know, we've been saying lots of prayers, and we all know prayer helps, so everybody keep each and every one of us in prayers and all of our families. And like I said, me and my wife are headed that way tonight. We're going to take them as much as we can, and I've actually gotten in touch with a friend of mine from here in North Carolina, and he has bought a truckload of generators, and he's going to follow me down there, and we're going to set up in the middle of Coleman and show these people what real Southern hospitality is all about.
Yes, sir. Well, let me tell you something, Justin. First off, man, you know, we're so thankful, first off, that all of your family and all of our rodeo family that's out that way is safe. You know, that's the number one concern. Just like we're seeing in our chat room here, you know, things can be replaced. People can't. And, you know, I mean, you all opened the door for Macon 8 when we were there in Coleman, Alabama, just a few months ago. And, you know, broadcasting that live event, that Zebra event, we've got Heath Rogers, we've got, Ricky West, all out there in that Alabama area. I know that they've all sustained some pretty significant damage to the ranches and things like that. But number one, the you know, everybody is okay. And number two, the animals are all right, you know, and that is so important here. I know that you guys really need some support right there. And because you're heading that way, you know, it's amazing how things work out, Justin. And I'm going to tell you, we opened up a donation page for Making Eight, for some of the fans to help support Making Eight being out here on the road. We're going to take this weekend especially, and if we can get the fans tuning in online, we're going to let you guys know that we are going to donate that money that's intended for Making Eight and give it back to you guys and help support you guys out there and your families, our rodeo family out there in Alabama, man. So
wow.
We're going to certainly work on that. We've already got the channel opened up. I'm telling you, it just absolutely hit me as we're sitting here talking on our show. The donation was already up there to help support Making Eight. The thing about it is, it's right there on the live event center. If the fans are tuning in and watching our broadcast from Miami, Oklahoma this weekend, they're going to have an opportunity to donate, and we're going to give it back to you folks, our rodeo family there in Alabama, because we feel so strong about it.
Scott, that's amazing, man. I really appreciate that, and I hope that since you're going to do that, it will raise awareness and help push a couple more people to put that extra dollar in there and help us out, because like I said, me and my wife are going down there on our own budget, and like I said, that's not the biggest thing right now, though, you know, helping those guys out down there. They've got so much damage that just the cleanup process is going to be a huge, huge job. And you're talking about Ricky West and Flying High, Heath Rogers and Font Self. They're all good. Nobody's had any injuries or death in the family. Heath and them's doing tremendous things down there right now, too. Heath owns a construction business that he's volunteering his time and efforts toward taking trees and stuff off of people's houses and barns. And Ricky's been working day in and day out to get bull wire fixed and fences back up. And Heath and them's been doing the same thing. So everybody's working towards the same goal. So, man, I don't know what to say other than thank you. And thanks to all the fans out there for listening and pitching in on this thing ahead of time.
Well, we're gonna do it to it, man. You know, I just feel strong that, you know, that's the way the rodeo family is out here, and you know, we try to help out each other. And you know, just like you said, I mean, Heath is he's in a position to help other people, and he's donated all his construction equipment out there to go help rebuild what needs to be rebuilt there in Coleman, Alabama, in that Alabama area. You know, Tuscaloosa hit so hard that even the meteorologists out there in that area say that that's the worst they have ever seen it. And some of those guys have been in this for 40 years, you know. It's amazing.
Yep.
And it really is. It's just so tragic. But, like I said, the fortunate thing is that the ones that are there, you know, are safe. You know, our rodeo family there that we're getting reports on are safe. The animals are safe. We're going to do what we can to help our rodeo family out there in that Alabama area. It's just something that hit me. Like I said, I really feel led like we need to do this. We're going to help support you folks out there in Alabama. You know, your family, Courtney's family, you know, your wife's family opened up the door to Making Eight, allowed us an opportunity to stay there through the weekend while we were broadcasting, help keep our budget down low. It's the least we can do to help you guys back out there in your time of need, you know, and we're going to certainly do that, Justin. We're going to have that door open all weekend long, and probably all week next week. If the fans want to go in through and if they feel led to really donate for that, instead of it going to Making Eight, we're just going to put it right back to you guys, because you guys need it certainly more than we do right now. And I know that if it was the other way around, that you guys would be working just as hard for us, and that's just what it's all about, man. It's about helping these rodeo families.
That's right. That's right. And like I said, we appreciate it. And everybody stay tuned in to Scott. Find out more details. I'll try to give you guys a call maybe later on this weekend. I might call you Sunday night or something while you're doing your show and give you a little bit of an update from down there in Alabama and see how things are going.
Yeah, please do, Justin. You know, we certainly want to hear from all you guys down there, and we want to know how the cleanup efforts are going and how the rebuilding is going. But like I said, man, we're so thankful that your family is doing okay. And, you know, we appreciate you taking the time to tune in with us and you taking the time to go help your immediate family in need right now. That's, you know, that's so important. And that's just what we do in that rodeo family. And like I said, we're going to do what we can to help you as well, man. It's just so important to keep you guys going. And appreciate you and Courtney. You know, you guys are great folks, and your whole rodeo family, your whole family down that way, we just love you guys to death. You know, I mean, shoot, Courtney's brother was one running our video cameras, not only in Coleman, but he also drove up to Raleigh, North Carolina when we were doing the NBR finals to run the cameras up there. So,
right.
Absolutely.
We're a really passionate family about rodeo. We like what we do, and we love what we do, and we've always been that way about it. And we appreciate you guys helping us out. And a couple of things I want to mention real quick before I get off the phone. Like I said, again, I appreciate everybody's efforts to help out. And everybody in Alabama and the surrounding states has had damages could use a prayer. But a couple of notes, Phil Campbell, Alabama, is where Scott Ashley is. He's got his place there. And I don't know if anybody knows Scott or not, but he's got stock there bucking horses and bucking bulls. And he puts on a lot of pro rodeos and IRA rodeos. From what I hear, I haven't heard from Scott yet, but from what I hear, Phil Campbell was completely wiped off the map. So keep those guys in prayer there. And up in North Alabama and Hackleburg, their town got completely leveled. And another good friend of mine from up that way, Sheldon Isom and his family, I know that they have found four of their horses about a mile and a half down the road from where they live. The storm actually picked their horses up and carried them down there about a mile and set them down. Didn't set them down very nicely, so they have been scrambling to try to get some vets out there to look at their stock and their cattle. And I haven't talked to any of those guys on the phone. I have heard a couple of updates that they are all okay, but they do have very substantial damage, and all their animals didn't fare so well. So keep them and their horses and everything in prayer. And like I said, I appreciate it again, Scott, and we'll be talking to you soon.
You bet, Justin. Well, drive safe going down there, partner, and give us an update, man. We'll be doing our Back on the Ranch show Sunday night. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, just if you get some word on any of our rodeo family down that way, yeah, please let us know, man. We want to do what we can to help these guys and help support them. So you can bet we'll get Making Eight Maniacs on board, and we're going to do our part.
Good deal, Scott. It was nice talking to you, brother, and y'all be good.
Yes, sir, Justin. You too, buddy. Take care.
See ya.
All right. All right, guys. Yep, Justin Ballinger checking in with us from North Carolina. And, you know, on his way down there to Coleman, Alabama, is going to go help support his immediate family there that really needs him right now, needs all of us. He's packing up generators out there of North Carolina, heading down on his own dime to make things happen and help support that. So, you know, Making Eight is in that position right now. You know, we opened up that door, and, you know, I'm a strong believer that things happen for a reason. And, you know, it's brought to our attention from, you know, some of our fans to open up a donation spot for the fans that really, you know, like what we're doing with our Life on the Road series and giving you guys some of that experience. We're going to do that. We're going to turn around and donate that money right back to those folks out there in Coleman, Alabama, our immediate family there. We're going to let you guys know about how it's going. I will tell you that we do have that donation link linked up on the Live Event Center page there on making8.com. We're going to change things around this afternoon. This just hit me as Justin was on our show. So, you know, that is absolutely something that we're going to do. I feel so led that that's, you know, they are our rodeo family. And Justin's wife's family opened up that door for us when we were there in Alabama. It means so much to us. This is our way to pay them back. And, you know, so you guys make sure to hang tight. Please, if you guys feel led and want to help support the relief efforts down there in Alabama right now, Georgia, we're going to do our part. So we've got that link linked up right there. We will make sure it gets distributed out there to Alabama and go and help support those folks that need it, our rodeo family. So make sure to keep them in your prayers, too. You know, that's the number one thing. Prayers work, and we're certainly blessed to have the prayers that we've had to get us where we are right now. Without them, we wouldn't be here. So we're going to help these guys rebuild down there in Alabama. and we're going to make it special. Want to thank you guys in advance for doing that. We've got some great broadcasting that we're going to be bringing you this weekend. Like I said, PBR coming at you. We got to talk a little bit about that now. I've got my fantasy picks here set up, ready to go. I want to let y'all know who we have picked this week. And, man, I'll tell you what, that tier one is just so hard every week. But, you know, I actually, this time I had to go back with Valeron. I think he's got a really good matchup on a bull that he really should ride. I would be very, very disappointed if he didn't ride it in round one. This bull's been covered multiple times, and he's got a good score. So I think it could be enough to set him up there. He's got an average score that it sits pretty well. And I think Valeron will ride that bull. Do you want to? I just believe he's the top guy right now, and I don't think that we could go with anybody else. Austin Meyer, you know, he's taken a couple weeks off, and I think that he shows a lot of potential. You know, same way with LJ Jenkins. Man, you know, you talk about a toss-up, but I did go with Valeron for our Tier 1 pick there in the fantasy drafts. For Tier B, I actually went with Shane Proctor and Cody Lostro. Shane's been doing real well, sitting real hot, you know, both in the PBR and the PRCA. So I had to go with Shane there on that one. Cody Lostro also, he's got a great matchup. He's got a great bull. I think he can really ride him. And Cody's riding real well. So I'm going to pick Cody there for Tier B. Now, for Tier C, I kind of went with some wild cards. You know, I actually had Sean Willingham picked originally for the last Cowboy Standing and took him off. But I'm going to go back to him. This guy's been out on the lake. He's relaxed. I think he's got his timer back in his head, his mental clock back together. This guy's ready to ride. So I'm going to go with Sean Willingham there, as well as Tony Mendez. Now, Tony Mendez has come off real strong. I like this guy. He's riding over 44% of his bulls. I've got to go with Tony. Then for our bulls, we've actually got Yellow Jacket Jr., SmackDown, Lincoln Electric's Bring It, and Hank as our tiebreaker bull. So should be some great matchups there. We're pretty excited about it. A lot of things going on with the PBR. I know that that they did change the times for the next 2 weeks due to the, the Stanley Cup playoff finals going on Versus. So they're going to be broadcasting their events Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. Central or 4 p.m. Eastern time, I believe. So, that'll give you guys an opportunity to go check that out. And if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday night, tonight, you guys can get back over to MakingEight.com. Check out the live video stream right there, Miami, Oklahoma, G-Money Rodeo. It's going to be wild. We're going to try to get you guys some updates on what's going on. You guys can follow Miss Sandy Graber. She is down at the 89er Day Rodeo. They're in Guthrie, Oklahoma. We got Scotty Plowman that's going to try to make his way over to the NFPB Finals, and hopefully we'll get some word from him how things are going. We'll get some updates. We'll be able to repost them out there to you fans so you guys can stay tuned to that as well. It's going to be really good. I'm excited for it. I really am. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for you guys. It's going to be a great rodeo weekend. But I know that we have got some big announcements here coming your way. I want to let you guys know we got about 30 minutes left in our show. We've already gone through our fantasy picks here for the weekend. Hopefully we'll do real well. You know, we started things off right. Now, I got to tell you, if you guys have not went over, if you guys are playing along in the fantasy and you guys are not in the Making Eight Maniacs group, make sure to get over there and do that. I will tell you right now, Cowboy Dave is leading our fantasy picks right now. We've got Marianne in the UK in second, Too Sleepy in third. We've got Shivers Fan in fourth, and we've got Miss Gabby, our one and only, here in fifth. Trailing right behind her, though, by less than a point, Miss Donna Davis. So this is going to get really interesting here for the second half of the season. Making Eight is sitting in the top 10, if you guys are wondering. We're sitting in eighth place right now. We've got a lot of our fans out here. We've got Catch Rider in the top 10. She's sitting in ninth. We've got Miss Melanie sitting in 10th place. So you guys make sure to get over here and go check it out. It's going to be a long second half of the season, and Making Eight is going to donate a Maniac belt buckle to the winner. our very first Maniac belt buckle. How cool is that going to be? So we want to get you guys involved, get you guys over there playing along. If you guys are already playing along with the PBR Fantasy, and if you're not, it's not too late. I will tell you that there were not enough points to, you know, there in round one, or there at the last Cowboy Standing for the first event of the second half of the season. So I really believe that we have an opportunity to make some big things. You know, if you get over there now, get your fantasy picks before tonight. Let's make it happen. Yes, I do see that Shivers fan is actually, and we would certainly know that, that would be Miss Shannon Taylor there. And I believe that she is logged on online. I know that she was frustrated. I'm looking at her draft right now. She's actually got Austin Meyer pick, Luke Snyder, Sean Willingham, and Shane Proctor. She can't remember her other one, but those are also some really good picks. But yeah, we would certainly know that Shannon is the Shivers fan. She is definitely that, a Shivers fan. So I got to say howdy to her, and I know she's tuning in online. She's having some issues getting in our chat room, but we're glad that she's here and tuned in. Now, like I said, we've got some big announcement that we are going to be making here momentarily. We're going to take a short break here, fans. Let y'all rest your we're going to let you get off your duff here, stretch your legs, and get ready for some more bull riding rodeo action when we come back. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on Making8.com. Now, I'm going to tell you, we're going to dedicate this next song to our good friends back in Alabama. You know, it's a little bit on the soft side for a Friday. We normally don't throw it out there, but you know what? Alabama, Georgia, they need our prayers right now, so we're going to give it to them. So this one's out to you, Making 8 Maniacs, and all of our rodeo family out there in Alabama and Georgia. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making 8. Let's book. Thank you.
rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Makin8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right. You know what? We did throw that out there. We got to throw a little bit of Cat Johnson out here. It wouldn't be a cat, wouldn't be a Lunch Hour show without a little bit of Cat Johnson, the Cougar, who's in the house in our chat room right now hanging out with us. So we do appreciate it. But we certainly wanted to send that song out to our fans that are back there in Alabama, our rodeo family. Want to let you know that we're thinking about you as Justin Ballinger is making his way from North Carolina out there. We also want to let you know that our donation button is set up on the live event center on Makin8.com. So if you guys feel like you guys want to donate to the efforts down there, we've got a lot of family down there, Heath Rogers, Punch Self, Ricky West. We've got Justin's family, everybody right there in that Coleman, Alabama area. We certainly want to help out the efforts as best we can. So make sure you guys get over there. If you can, donate a little bit. It will certainly help. You know, I said I wasn't going to push the issue about donations on our broadcast, but for this cause, we really want to get the word out. You know, we're not going to be taking any of that. This goes back to them. We want to make sure that they do have that help. They need it more than we do right now as we're out there on the road. But getting back to the bull ride and the rodeo action, you know, I got a phone call this morning from Scotty Plowman, and he's been out there working hard, checking up on the NFPB, following along out there. This was the finals that we really wanted to get out and broadcast. This has got a lot of potential. We talked about it earlier in the week in our show. I know that Scotty made mention that this thing is getting really interesting coming down to the final rounds. Now, they had rounds 1 and 2 last night, and we're actually going to bring on a guy who knows a little bit about the NFPB. He's actually a former world champion, and he's leading the standings right now. So we're going to get him here on the line, and we're talking about Mr. Heath Yoder. Mr. Heath, welcome to the Watch Out Rodeo Show, amigo.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
Going great, man. Going great. We're out here in Oklahoma, but wishing we were up there for that NFPB Finals, man. It sounds like it's been a great deal. Rounds 1 and 2 were really wild, and tell us a little bit about it.
Well, first of all, we finally got some nice weather up here. I enjoy that.
certainly.
But round 1 and 2 last night, we had a great performance, great crowd. As far as performance-wise, I think Tyler Haar ended up winning the round, round number 1 with 86.5. Seth Reynolds won round 2 with 88. So, we had some good mark rides in both rounds, and they did ride quite a bit of bulls last night.
Yes, sir. And you know what? I'm seeing here in our chat room, first off, I got to apologize. I called you Heath Yoder, and it's actually Henry Yoder. I was talking about Heath Rogers, who's a good friend of ours out in Alabama. So, man, I'm telling you, I think I got hit one too many times when I was riding bulls back in the day. So.
Oh, you're totally fine.
You're leading the points as of right now, but Tyler is actually he's within reach of reaching you here at the finals. Is that correct?
Yeah, Tyler Haar, he's in the third place position right now, behind me. As my lead right now, I don't have Craig Soss is behind me in the second place position. I only have a $300 lead ahead of Craig Soss. I can't remember how much of a lead I have on Tyler Haar. I think it might be a $3,000 or $4,000 lead. But this finals with 20,000 added. The guy has a good finals. You can win up anywhere from $6,000 to $7,000. So this is where I need to step up and do my job and just go out there and ride bulls and do the best thing to do what I know how to ride bulls. Try not to let anything get in the way. Last night, unfortunately, I got bucked off both of my bulls. Just a few mistakes that I've made. I'm trying not to let that get in the way. It's all looking forward, I'd look back and the years that I've had before this or even last year, how did I get to this spot? How did I get to this number one spot? And that was by keep looking forward, try to reach forward, try to fight for what I've got, what I want, and that's what I'm trying to do right now is try to keep looking forward, not worry about the guys behind me.
Right. I was getting some word that you're also coming off an injury, a pretty significant one. You had a broken arm or something like that. Tell us a little bit about how that is affecting you. Is it a bother to you, or are you able to work through that?
Well, I broke my arm last week of January, and I've been out for 2 months. And it was my riding arm, which is my left arm. I had to have surgery, put a plate and 8 screws in it. My first bull riding back was Rochester, Minnesota, was the second week of April. I've only been to 3 bull ridings this summer, or this month, to prepare for the finals. That is, I'm healthy physically, I'm healthy, ready to go. But as far as, you know, I wish I would have got on more bulls before the finals to try to prepare myself, to try to get more in the rhythm. That's the only thing. Like, sometimes the more bulls I get on, it's kind of like doing your homework. The better you study, the more you do your homework, the better you're prepared for the test. And that's where I see as bull riding, you know. The better you do your homework, the more you study, the more you work out. I mean, you try hard out why you're going to be prepared for when the finals time comes.
Absolutely. You're right about that, man. Tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about how you got started in riding bulls and how long you've actually been riding bulls.
Well, I've been riding bulls for, approximately, I'm 26 now. I started when I was 18, so 8 years, whatever the calculation is. My calculation ain't very good, but
no, you're right. Good call.
Anyway, as far as the way I started, my uncle Willie Ropp, he got started in bull riding, and he had left the Amish too, and he started up in bull riding. Well, as me being the oldest nephew in the whole family, I kind of took in the same footsteps as he did, and I got addicted. I got on a couple of bulls, and I really loved it. And there's a lot of guys. I'm right at 6 foot, kind of a taller bull rider. But there's a lot of guys said that, you know, well, you're kind of tall for a bull ride. And well, the way I looked at it is, you know, everybody's got their talent for everything.
Sure.
And I decided I'm going to go out there for the first year, just try to do the best I can, just try to keep working it. And I found myself striving more and more. This is what I love to do. And I found myself just to live that dream. I wanted to live that dream as far as being a professional bull rider and go out there and ride bulls. Well, as years went past, the last 4 years have been really productive for me in the bull riding industry. I've traveled all across the Midwest, and it's just, you know, I haven't made it to the PBR level or nothing like that, but here in the Midwest, I love traveling in the Midwest, and it's just one of those things that I love to do, you know, and I enjoy doing it.
Sure. So what are some things that you might like to do outside of the arena? What are you normally doing when you're back home or you're getting ready to go out to the next ride?
One of the things I love to do is go hunting and fishing. That's the stress relieving right there.
I think every rider out there is the same way.
I tell everybody, fishing is the most positive thing you can do. You can cast out the negative and bring in the positive.
Sure thing.
But, yeah, hunting, fishing, you know, in the meantime, you know, I'll work out, try to, you know, like I said, try to do my homework and bull riding.
That's right. Well, you know, one thing that we learned, you know, growing up and actually being around rodeo myself and being a bull rider, you know, if you want to be successful, you surround yourself with successful people.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about who do you travel with? Who are your traveling partners out there? Who do you like to bunk up with?
Well, about 3 years ago or the year before Skeeter Kingsolver made it on tour, well, he actually won the NFPB. And I traveled with him quite a bit. I love to travel with Skeeter. As far as recently, my Uncle Willie Rock, he won the NFPB last year, and he's still going a little bit every once in a while. And every chance I get, why I like to travel with him. There's just a few guys here in the Midwest that I like to travel with. I was kind of hook up with a couple guys here and there. But it's just, the main guy, you know, I'd like to travel with one some of my best buddies, you know, that I know really good. And that's the main thing, that we know each other great and know how we travel to stay comfortable and confident with each other. And that's, you know, to stay positive.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. So tell us a little about who your role models were. Who did you kind of really try to favor yourself after growing up and learning how to ride bulls?
Oh, whenever I started riding bulls, Chris Shivers was the hottest guy on tour. And I really did look up to him. I still do. I really do admire him. He's done a lot of great things, and the guy can really ride. That was one of my greatest role models at the time. Kind of think Justin McBride, he's a good role model. Skeeter Kingsolver, he's a good, not just a good role model for me, but he's a good friend and good traveling partner. I enjoy hanging out with him.
Right, right. And that's great, man. You know, do you still have goals? Do you feel like you have what it takes to be there and work your way up through the Built For Tough Series?
Yeah, that's one of my things that I feel like I'm capable of getting there with the way the fuel costs and everything is, the economy. It does cost more. As far as confidence-wise, you know, I feel like I'm there. I just haven't been able to put things together and make it to that next level. Every year I go to a couple of events and I do good. But like I said, with the cost expense, you know, with the economy, it does take a toll on a guy. And that's where you really have to, the consistency pays off. You know, you can't let anything else get in your way. This is where you have to realize that if you want to do rodeo, now's the time to do it, because when you're at a young age, because once you get 40, you're not going to be able to do it anymore. And so I don't want to look back and be like, well, I wish I'd done this, I wish I'd have done that. So now's the time that a guy needs to go out there and just let it all hang out and just do what you think you can do the best, you know.
Absolutely, man. I agree with you, you know, on that. And I know firsthand, I can certainly relate to that, as I didn't start riding bulls till I was in my 20s, but had some great, you know, had a great run at it. It was a great experience, and I wouldn't give it up for anything in the world. I knew that
sure.
I needed to be around rodeo and be around bull riding. I don't know if I should really be offended or not, though. I'm actually, well, I just turned 33 just last week, so I'm kind of getting closer to that 40 age, man. You're making me feel my age now.
Well, but, you know, for an example, Justin McBride quit at an early age. What everybody thought was an early age, and everybody thought he was in his prime too. Well, he's done one and two world titles, and he's done lived a dream. The main question was, did he leave a lot of money on the table? Well, that was totally up to him. You know, he lived his dream and he was ready to retire. Everybody's got a different choice in life and what they want to do.
That's it, man. That's it. Well, listen, Henry, I certainly appreciate you taking the time out here to jump on our show, man. Now, they've actually got rounds 3 and 4 tonight, right, for the
yes.
finals?
Round 3 and 4 tonight. So, and then Saturday night will be round 5 and 6.
Good deal. Now, do you know what bulls you have for tonight, or have you thought about them at all?
As far as tonight, no, I haven't found out what bulls I have. Matter of fact, they were drawn here just about 10 minutes ago, and I didn't get to check what I had. So after this,
okay.
I'll be heading down there to see what I got.
Listen, buddy, we're going to let you get down to it, man. Enjoy yourself out there, man. Have fun at these finals. That's what it's all about, man. Spending time with your bull riding friends and your family out there, living that dream. So go live
yeah,
it, man. Go have yourself a great time at these finals. Best of luck to you, man. We certainly want to find out how you made out.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it, and most of all, appreciate you having me on the show.
Absolutely, man. You're welcome to jump on here anytime you'd like, man. We'd love to hear from you and find out how you're doing as you get on down the road.
Okay. All right.
All right, Henry. Take care of yourself, buddy. Good
you
luck.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, man. Guys, that was Henry Yoder there with the NFPB, and I do have to apologize to him once again for calling him we're calling him Heath. Like I said, it's some bull riding injuries, man. They catch up with you every now and again. But what a great guy. You know, what an upstanding guy. Great guy to talk with. And we look forward to getting him on our shows here again. And we'll check up with him here after the finals and see how he's gearing up and getting ready. And hopefully he'll move up there and get himself into some of those touring pros and maybe eventually see him up there on the Built 4 Tough Series. I think this guy's got what it takes. You know, I've heard a lot about him there talking with Scotty the Clown Plowman, really giving me a lot talking this guy up. And I think he's right. You know, this guy's got a lot of motivation. We're going to see what he can do here through the finals. It's all about riding your bulls and being consistent. And you got to put each day behind you. Just get out there and ride each one. So, you know, like I said, man, we do appreciate him taking the time to jump on board here with us. And we'll certainly have him back on here with us again. Getting down to it, we got about just under 10 minutes left in our show. Want to thank him for jumping on board here with us and look forward to getting him back up. But we got a lot going on. Rodeo Miami tonight, 7:30 Central Time. We're going to actually start broadcasting a little bit earlier, but I was telling you guys that we have some big news that we're going to announce for next week's show. Now, one thing to be noted, when I had said that we were going to schedule these shows, I had said that we were going to schedule them Monday. The original plan was Monday through Thursday. We increased these Friday shows because we didn't have any broadcasting. Now we're getting back into these broadcasting, and it's making it pretty hard. You know, we didn't get in the door till about 2 o'clock this morning. And, of course, now we had to get up and we had to start doing things here. We really want to continue to do these shows. I can promise you, Making Eight fans, that we will continue to keep bringing you these Friday shows. However, we may have to cancel a few of them from time to time due to the fact that we're out here on the road, just based on the schedules, where we're staying, and kind of what's going on. So I apologize to you guys in advance, but I think that what we're going to do is start lining up a lot more guests. Now, I will tell you, I got a phone call yesterday, and we've made some arrangements through the assistance of Mike Anderson, once again, with Short Go Radio. This guy stepped up to the plate. Big supporter of Making Eight and what we're doing here. Want you guys to know that when he gets his shows back online, we really have to support him as well. He's had some really good guests on his shows, but he's also been helping us get some great guests for ours. And that's what it's all about, helping each other, scratching each other's backs. We want to get you guys on board with this. We're going to have the opportunity next week to have one of the legends in rodeo and bull riding right here on our show. So this is going to be a spectacular event next week. This is going to be a guy that we have not debuted on the Making Eight shows. This is a guy that we haven't talked a lot about, but we're going to give you an opportunity to sit down with him. If anybody has a guess as to who it may be, go ahead and throw it out there. I'm going to let you know right after we give you some Cowboy Logic for the day. And, of course, we've got our man, the Cowboy Logic man himself, Mr. Cody Burleson, jumping on board. Cody.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, partner. Doing great down here. 75-degree weather in Oklahoma, brother. How are you?
I'm ready to go get some new rubbers on my four-wheeler and go out and get muddy, man.
10-4, man. Well, we're ready to go out and hit some rodeos this weekend, and we're sure enough going to do that for you. So we're going to be broadcasting live and so excited about what we have going on out here in Oklahoma, man. What do you got for some Cowboy Logic for us on a Friday afternoon?
Getting knocked down is not a sin. Staying down and not getting back up, now that's a sin.
That's right. You're absolutely right about that, partner. How about some good Cowboy Logic there? And certainly, you know, that we can we can kind of carry that over to our friends, our rodeo family out there in Alabama and Georgia that were so devastated by these tornadoes that went through there, that's mm-hmm. that's something that we should all take part of and take notice of is, you know, getting knocked down is not that sin. It's, you know, not getting back up is. And that's absolutely right. We know that our rodeo family out there is getting it done, that they're going to bounce back. They're cowboy tough, and that's just a way of living for us.
I'll tell you what, I'll take a wild guess who you're going to have on your show here. Well, what'd you say, next week?
Yes, sir.
Flint Rasmussen.
Wrong. Wait a second. Hold on. I don't have the... I don't have the buzzer, but I do have the beep. So,
that means I'm right, then. The beep wasn't
correct. No. The bell's going off would mean you're right. The party whistle, the applause, something like that. But no, absolutely, it's not going to be Flint. Although we would love to have Flint on our show, we don't have Flint scheduled right now to jump on. So we're going to have to catch up with you here next week. I got some more Cowboy Logic, Cody. Want to tell you, man, have a great and blessed weekend. Hopefully we'll see you if you're going to be around 7:30 Central Time. You guys can jump over to Makin8.com, check out the live event center, brother. Check out what's going on down here at Rodeo Miami.
All righty, man. I can't promise nothing. I got a big party out at the house and a lot of rodeo guys tonight. So we're going to –
get on the internet while you're out there partying it up, man. Y'all can watch a bull ride, watch a rodeo going on right there at your house.
Heck, it's going to be a little rodeo at my house the way it is, man. Come on.
Hey, no excuses, Cody, no excuses. We expect to see you there this weekend. You better pop in, buddy, or I'm coming to chase you down.
come on up to Ohio, buddy.
I hear you, man. All right, buddy.
Man.
Well, listen, man, have a great weekend. Don't work too hard, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, buddy. It's all fun games up here.
Yes, sir. We'll see you, bud.
Later.
All right. All right, guys. Cody Burleson giving us some cowboy logic for the day. Now, I will tell you that we do have some more cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of one of our very own Making Eight Maniacs, Ms. Shannon Taylor, throwing out some great cowboy logic. And this is something absolutely she really, that really kind of goes along with what Cody had said out here, too. Life ain't about how fast you run or how high you climb, but how well you bounce. And we're certainly keeping our prayers out there for our family, our rodeo family out there in Oklahoma. And we know that you guys are going to help support them. apparently some of you had some earbuds in, and when we launched that little beep there, well, you might want to take them out again because we're actually getting some people guessing who it could be on our show. And I will tell you that the first one was obviously Justin McBride, Ty Murray, and I'm going to have – yep, absolutely not. Nope. But this is a guy that I think you guys might know of. I'm not sure if you guys have ever heard of him before. I know that I have. He's certainly a legend in the bull riding and in the rodeo world. One of the biggest names. And he also is president of the CBR. And we're talking about Mr. Tuff Hedeman himself. Is going to be joining us here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show next week. Now, what day is it going to be? I know what that is, but you guys are going to have to stay tuned to find out. So, Sunday night, we'll be back on the ranch. We will also be broadcasting live tonight, tomorrow night, 7:30 Central Time. Making 8 Live is where it's going to be. You can get on over there, go to Makin8.com, click on the live event center. Got to thank all of you guys for tuning in here to our shows this week. Fantastic ride. We're going to have some fun here this week, guys. Y'all make sure to get a grip. This is my song dedicated to all the Making 8 Maniacs. Y'all know what I'm talking about here. A good old Matt the Cat Thompson song here. This is one that we've played over and over again. There's a part in here that we kind of changed the lyrics around on. A little bit of Breaking Me In. So you guys have a blessed Friday. We'll see you tonight, 7:30 Central Time on Making 8 Live. Until then, get a grip.
Look at me and tell me, baby, that you wanna go. 'cause my feet were made for traveling. I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drifting is all the nights you spend alone. And I could show you your company when the nights get long. Yeah, those nights, they get long.
Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.